Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Alonzo from Des Moines is. Alonzo, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Steve Migs, time for you to exit the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along, Alonzo will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many rings are in the Audi logo?
4.
Correct. Nobody puts baby in a corner is a line from what 80s movie?
Dirty Dancing.
Correct. How many main types of fossil fuels are there?
3, 4, 5.
3, yes. Which Midwestern state is home to the Mustard Museum?
Arkansas.
No.
Wyoming.
No.
Indiana.
No. What company put out the first commercially available video cassette tape in 1971?
RCA?
No.
Pass.
Which famous rapper died what's that? Yes, Sony. Which famous rapper died September 13th, 1996?
Tupac.
Yes. What decade saw the popularization of the Charleston dance?
20s.
Yes. What is the more common term for hypoglycemia?
Low blood sugar.
Correct. Which continent is the driest?
Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
Yes. In thoroughbred horse racing, at what age does a filly become a mare?
3.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct. Very well done, Alonzo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boys at Shumway.
What's going on with the boys at Shumway?
Oh, boys and girls at Shumway. If you know, you know.
Oh, all right. I don't know.
What?
He was given a shout out.
To who?
To the boys and girls at Shumway. And I said, what's happening there? And he said, if you know, you know.
Yeah, we all know.
We all know. Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Showtime.
Showtime for Shumway.
How many rings are in the Audi logo?
Oh, 6.
No.
Damn it. 5?
No.
7?
No. Nobody puts baby in a corner is a line from what 80s movie?
Dirty Dancing.
Correct. How many main types of fossil
fuels? 3?
It is not. How many main types of fossil fuels are there?
2.
No.
3.
Yes. Which Midwestern
is
state?
Is it 3? 4.
Yes. Which Midwestern state is home to the Mustard Museum?
Which U.S. what?
Which Midwestern state is home to the Mustard
Wisconsin.
Museum? Yes. What company put out the first commercially available video cassette tape in 1971?
Memorex.
No.
Sony.
Yes. Which famous rapper died September 13th, 1996?
Biggie Smalls.
No.
Tupac.
Yes. What decade saw the popularization of the Charleston dance?
That would be the 80s.
No.
90s.
No.
The 2000s?
No. What is the more common term for hypoglycemia?
Crap. Low blood pressure.
No.
Low blood sugar?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct, Steve, but that is not enough. Alonzo wins 8-6. Winner. Congratulations. Shout out to the Shumway folks. Okay.
All right, good talk. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. There are 4. Yeah, eventually you got correct. There are 4 rings in the Audi logo.
My wife's driving one right now is a loaner car. And I was like literally staring at the rings on it and having a conversation about Audis.
You have no excuse for that one.
I know. That's why I was so mad at myself.
The Charleston dance was popularized in the 1920s.
Oh, I was thinking of the Carlton. From Fresh Prince.
That's a great dance.
That's why I was so confused.
Tom
You're like,
Jones
no, I'm like,
in the background.
What other decade would it happen?
A couple that you did not get to. Which continent is the driest?
Let's go with Asia.
No, it's Antarctica. And in thoroughbred horse racing, at what age does a filly become a mare?
When they turn 5.
4.
Ah.
But Steve, don't worry. There's another opportunity for you to try and win your own game coming up at 7:50.
Thanks.
The Daily Mix Show.
Gas is not cheap these days, and we have your shot at a $500 gas card to use at River Rock Tobacco and Fuel, thanks to Angel of the Winds Casino Resort. So we've got a code word coming up at 7:20. You're going to want to text that code word to 20357. So hang out and get full details at KISW.com.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You can leave us a voice message at your leisure through the Odyssey app. It's very easy to do. Just open it up and look for the microphone icon.
Yeah.
Steve, who is leaving us VMs lately?
Well, T-Dog, let's check out our first voice message.
Hey, this is for the Daily Mix Show. Hey, Mariners won. We held a 7-run lead.
Hell yeah, we did. But what's going on in the background?
Running commentary from a small child.
Is that like an alternate audio thing going on with this voice message?
Jared wants to say something. Hey, say hi.
Hi.
Hey, Kara.
Yeah?
Say hi to the Daily Mix Show.
Hey!
Hey!
What up? These are like the ultimate hype kids. I love it.
Hey!
Say the Mariners won.
The Mariners won!
Hell yeah.
We held on to the lead.
Barely.
Yeah, yeah. And say it.
That's cool.
Go Huskies.
No. Don't say it.
Go Huskies!
But you don't like that? But, I mean, after all, you did say once.
Yeah, go Dogs. I'm going to leave.
But you should talk about how great these are. That they're the ultimate hype man after she went,
hey.
So now you got a problem with her saying,
go Huskies.
Wow. That's disgusting. That is child abuse.
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
Karen, go Dogs.
Karen, go Dogs.
Krug sucks.
Oh. Ew.
Sorry, Karen. Krug sucks.
Ew.
I love you, though.
Raising those kids wrong is what you're doing. Raising those kids wrong.
I love these kids. I know. They're great.
Cougs suck!
I mean, sometimes they do, but most of the time they're just really fun.
Are you excited for this upcoming season?
Of course!
Are they going to be good?
Of course not!
Cougs suck!
And it's just weird. Having Apple Cup so early in the season,
yeah,
it's just not the same, man.
I think it's sad to think like those days are gone.
Those are the glory days.
I mean, I'm sure like, you know, Huskies fans and Cougs fans are excited to see the game happen, but it was something cool about it being at the end of the season.
The very last game, right after Thanksgiving.
When they were in still the same conference, and maybe it kind of sort of mattered for one of the teams, typically the Huskies.
Those were better days, man.
Cougs suck!
All right, let's check out our next voice message. That was a great voice message. And go Mariners.
Go Mariners.
They barely won yesterday.
Hey, this message is for the Daily Migs Show. Actually, it's for Migs.
Uh-oh.
Did you see that there is a kitten named after you from the world of wrestling? It's pretty funny.
Yes, I saw, and you even pointed it out this morning, that you noticed it too on our Facebook page.
Yeah, so I think one of our listeners must be some sort of a volunteer for the Humane Society down in Tacoma, Pierce County, but I believe there are two kittens. I don't think they're available for adoption yet, but one of them is named Migs Gold Star.
And I knew about this because I wrestled a guy recently in Tacoma by the name of El Tigre de Oro.
El Tigre de Oro.
Which is the Gold Tiger. So the Gold Tiger took on the Gold Star to see who's the ultimate gold.
Who's golder?
I guess so. It turned out he ended up winning, so he's golder. But anyway, someone was so like genuinely enjoyed our match. They thought it was the best match of the night to the point where they named these foster cats after us. And I was like, that is so dang cool.
And considering your daughter wants a kitten so bad, I think we just figured out what we need to do.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to hope and we need to encourage someone out there to get the Gold Star Steve Migs cat.
Well, and also if you don't recall, like a couple weeks ago, there were like 80 cats that they took in because they need all the help they can get
Absolutely.
Right now. So we got
to
adopt
rock-aholics
that cat
out there that
to
like
your
cats,
house.
Want to get a cat named Migs, by all means, go find the Tacoma Humane Society and get yourself a cat.
Taryn, how long do we think it is before he gets a cat?
I won't be on this planet if you get a cat. I just say that. Like,
what about a hairless cat?
Those are creepy.
They are. Have you ever pet one?
No. I feel like that'd be petting me after I shaved my head.
It is the weirdest sensation ever.
Yeah. I mean, if I was going to get a cat, I might do the hairless cat.
Oh, my God.
Do they have hairless, nailless cats?
I mean, you can get them declawed.
I don't want to do that. That's not cool.
Yeah.
I'd rather them just have like kind of like a deformity where they don't have nails or something. Where, like, it's naturally like that, and I'm just there to help out.
Can't they put little, like little pegs on the end of them or something so they're not so scratchy?
I don't know.
We're going to do the research.
I understand why why we're not allowed to see Tatum, like, a ton, because all we would do is just tell
you guys.
Just hand her a cat.
That's for a cat.
You guys will be showing her pictures of this gold star Steve makes cat.
It's really cute.
Hey, speaking of which, though, because it was cool that the guy named the cats after us because he enjoyed our match. Me and El Tigre de Oro having a big rematch this Saturday.
What?
In my hometown of Puyallup, Washington at the McMillan Farm Brew House. So just go to sosprowrestling.com, get tickets and information. But yeah, we're wrestling at the Brew House, McMillan Farm, this Saturday, me and El Tigre de Oro.
Is he also from Puyallup?
No, he is from, I think, Utah.
So if he embarrasses you in your hometown,
yeah,
that's going to be really bad for you.
You know what? I was going to say, then I'll buy the cat. But I don't want to be. I don't want to.
You heard him.
I don't know if you guys know this, but wrestling is predetermined. I don't know what we're determining it as. And I don't want to show up and be like, hey, you're going to lose. I'll be like, ah, that's a big no for me, brother. There's a cat on the line. I can't lose because then I got to get this damn cat.
Well, if you win, then maybe you should get the other one that's named after him.
What are we doing?
We're getting Tatum a cat.
All right, and I'll get you a snake.
Oh, God, please no.
The Daily Mix Show. So much, Jake the Snake Roberts.
So much love on this show, right?
Nothing but love.
What are we going to get Danny?
Oh, nothing.
Scott Stapp.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I hear he's available at the Tacoma Humane Society.
Has a member of your family ever challenged you to a fight? We got a message on Facebook from a listener named Drew. He is dealing with this, and the person who keeps challenging him to a fight is his father-in-law. So we're going to get Drew on the phone. He's going to join us at 7:20. Steve Biggs, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but the price of gas is quite expensive these days.
Yes, I did notice that.
So all week long, we are giving out code words with your chance to score a $500 gas card to use at River Rock Tobacco and Fuel. Big thanks to Angel of the Winds Casino Resort. Right now, you can text the word fuel to 20357. Text fuel to 20357 for your shot at a $500 gas card. And get all the details at KISW.com. Now, there's a guy named Drew who hit us up on Facebook, and he wants our opinion on something.
Okay.
And he also wants maybe the listeners to weigh in on this as well. So, apparently, he and his father-in-law, they don't really see eye to eye on much of anything, to the point where there have been multiple instances where the father-in-law is asking him if he wants to take it outside, if he wants to fight, which is insane.
So we had
to get Drew on the phone with us. Drew, this sounds like a lot of fun.
You could say that.
So tell us, what is going on? So how long has this been going on, and what's up with the father-in-law? Why does he always want to fight you?
Oh, this has been going on since we've been married for 2 years now. And he just always wants to challenge me to a fight. He's like, just like anytime there's any sort of little conflict about something, he ends with like, all right, fine, you want to take this outside?
Take me back to the first time, because I think about, like, I remember one time I had an ex, and it wasn't like her father, but it was someone in her family where they're like, blah blah blah, you want to go outside and fight, and I'm like, no, like, we're grown adults, like, if we can't have a conversation about this, like, I'm not gonna just go outside and fight you. But I would like to know what happened with you and the father-in-law because of this.
Oh, God, I got, like, I don't know, maybe like a dozen examples.
A dozen?
We had to get our roof fixed on our house. And my father-in-law, he's a roofer, right? But he was too busy, so we had to go with somebody else. And he got upset. And he got upset because we couldn't wait.
I mean, he wanted you to, like, wait like several months for you to just get your roof done? If he can't do it, that's a good thing for him.
Yeah, exactly. Also, he's a Niners fan.
Oh, definitely. So take him outside then. Take him outside.
Anytime there's a Seahawks-Niners game, it always ends with him wanting to fight. Other times, I was having a barbecue at the house one time, and he's coming over there critiquing me how I'm cooking. He's like, "Oh, you're flipping those burgers over too much," and I'm like, "I think I know how to cook a burger." He's like, "All right, well, you want to take this outside?"
And oh, like, wait, hold on. So you could have went back with him on that and be like, "We are outside.
Let's take it inside.
Right. Let's take it inside."
Right.
I love this guy.
And it's just stupid stuff like that. We're playing Uno one time, and he got upset because he put down a draw 4 after a reverse C, and he thought it was cheating over Uno.
I got
Is he drinking? Like, is this like, is he like a drunk father? I mean, it just seems very unhinged.
No, he's not. Like, and honestly, he's a really nice guy, aside from when there's like a little conflict.
Are you the only person that he wants to fight?
No, he's like this with everybody.
Okay, then you're not that.
At least he's consistent.
I was wondering maybe like, you know, sometimes maybe like he's just very protective of his daughter, doesn't maybe, I don't know. I'm trying to read maybe more into this than the fact that he just sounds like maybe just a little bit a loose cannon.
And I'm also kind of curious, Drew, is he like, does he have a little Napoleon syndrome? Is he a small man?
No, he's not that small. He's like average. He's about my height.
Okay, this is a dumb question. I'm not condoning fighting the guy, but do you think you could take him? Like, I mean, like, or is it like, you're like, oh man, this guy's, you know what I'm saying? Maybe like this dude's like a little more rough and tumble. You don't want to even risk fighting him.
Honestly, I'm at the point where the next time he says that, I'm going to fight him. And you know what? If it ends up being a scrap, I'm willing to just go for it.
What is your wife?
And maybe I'll get one good one on him.
What does your wife think about all this?
She's very proud.
She's begging, but she knows her dad's a pain in the butt. And she's just like, don't give in to him.
Is he much old? I don't know. Are you older? Like in some relationships? I mean, I know like both Tara and I were in relationships where there's a big age difference. Are you close to his age, or is like what's going on with that?
No. I mean, he's like in his 60s. I'm like, you know, no, he's not.
Oh, you can take him.
He's not. We're not the same age. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But I mean, he still works. Like he still works. Like for a guy in his 60s, still doing roofing and climbing up on roofs and stuff like that, he's still in pretty good shape.
He sounds like he might be, yeah. He's willing to fight a younger man.
But are you worried that if you do take it outside, there's no winning, man. Like, you fight him, your wife's going to be mad at you, and you could potentially hurt this old man.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, I don't know. But honestly, I'm just so sick and tired of him saying that I just, I'm really just tired of it all.
Well, I never believed that violence is the answer, but that being said, I have in the past had an in-law that I wanted to punch in the face. So,
oh, really? Was it over stupid stuff like this?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think they'd punch you back?
No.
Do you think you'd take them?
I could definitely take her. Say her.
Oh, cat fight.
Well, I think that we should see what the listeners have to say about this.
You think?
I think we should.
All right.
All right, cool. I think we just take some calls and see if there's any listener advice in this arena.
All right, Drew. So try not to fight your father-in-law while we take these calls. I don't know if he's over there right now.
I can't make any promises.
Okay. Well, hey, man, good talking to you, and hopefully we'll get some good advice for you.
I appreciate it.
The Daily Migs Show.
I just say yes, let's take this outside. And then when he goes outside, lock the door.
Ooh, that's a good solution.
That's brilliant.
206-803-ROCK. Do you have any advice for our friend Drew? Should he take it outside? Have you ever been through something like this? 206-803-ROCK. Call now and we're going to chat with you after Foo Fighters. If you are just joining us, we have been soliciting a little help and advice from listeners because a guy named Drew, we were just chatting with, has an issue going on with his father-in-law. His father-in-law keeps asking if he wants to take it outside every time there's any sort of conflict. And so now we have a call from Mike in Seattle. And Mike, you want to weigh in on whether or not Drew should take it outside with his father-in-law.
Yeah, I don't think he should take it outside. And, you know, I made the mistake of doing that before, and it's basically my biggest regret. I had an issue with my uncle that kept challenging me to a fight, so I just finally took him up on the offer and did it, and it felt good to finally punch him, but it caused more drama than it was worth, and it, you know, tore the family apart.
I feel like a lot of moments of aggression are like that. Maybe it feels good to, like, throw that remote control at the TV screen for a half a second and you realize, oh, what did I just do? But this is involving human beings, of course, a little bit different.
Yeah, it's not worth it in the long run, you know.
Mike, what was your fight over?
Well, I was mowing the lawn. My aunt and uncle came over and made some comment about how the grass was getting too long. And jokingly, I said, you're welcome to mow it. And apparently that was the wrong response. He said, you know, you getting smart with me? You want to go? And I just finally had it. So I turned off the lawnmower and was like, and you know, we fought right there. My wife was pissed at me. My parents were pissed. And if I could go back in time, you know, I totally would.
I wish I was your neighbor. Imagine me. I'd be like, babe, get to the window. Our neighbors are fighting with somebody out there over a lawnmower.
Mike, did your uncle land any punches, or did you just put the hurt on him?
Oh, he tried, but yeah, he didn't do too well.
So you're saying for that Drew guy that called in earlier that he should absolutely not agree to go outside with his father-in-law.
He should not do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth the drama.
I think that's solid advice, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, my man. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
206-803-ROCK. Jake from State Farm
Jake.
In Burien. What is your advice for our friend?
There's a few things this guy needs to do. Number one. Go to Big Five. Invest in a couple pair of boxing gloves. Maybe a heavy bag if he does. Maybe a heavy bag if he doesn't know how to fight. And then, yeah, and then keep him in the car when you go over to his house. If he challenges you, be like, hey, wait a second. Go grab him and be like, somebody's refereeing. If you're looking dazed and confused or you fall down, it's over. And then the next time you want your mouth shut, I'll pull the gloves out.
Oh, I love it.
I love that we're involving gloves now.
We need to invest in a boxing ring, too, while we're at it.
Well, you can do it anywhere, but, I mean, I used to do it with my cousins and my uncles. If you got a problem, you just go handle it.
All right,
and then
Jake,
everything's good
Farm.
After that, right?
Apparently so.
Somebody texted, not wanting to fight an old person. This was an opposite situation for me. A young buck was trying to prove himself, and I said, and he said, I bet I could beat you in a fight, to which I said, probably, but there's not going to be a winner in this altercation. See, if he wins, congratulations, you just beat up an old person. Whereas if I won, I got to beat up a young person. I don't know why he was trying to assert dominance when I was just there to try and pick up some food. Take care and have a great day from Rich E. in Olympia.
Oh, my gosh.
The other person texted, I said, give it a go, Drew, but my money's on the old man.
I mean, that's kind of a good point. Like, this old guy seems very confident.
Yeah, no, and there's no winning when you fight an older man. If you win, you just beat an old man.
Congratulations.
There you go.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you're smart enough to take down Steve Migs? Did you listen to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 on the men's room?
Are we going to have to take it outside?
Ooh. 224 wins, 136 losses, 63 ties so far this year. You have Steve. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we're going to play a game of Beat Migs at 7:50.